The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And whatever else is going on, which, guess what, there's not a lot of sports. That's all right. We'll find something fun to do. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday, or at least I think it's a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, well on my way to becoming the Big Lebowski. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. The producer, Nick Sciarra, is in studio today, keeping us on air. Always fun to work with Nick. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer, Nick. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Unfortunately, no Twitch, so can't keep you up that way. So hopefully our Twitchers will text or call or hit us up on Twitter, some way like that. And it's a Thursday, which doesn't feel any different than Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday right now. But hey, that's what we have to deal with. What's happening, Hoffman? How you holding up, dude?
We're doing all right here, man. How's it going over there at Casa del Fowler?
I'm pretty sure by the end of this, I am going to transform into the Big Lebowski.
I'm like, why? Are you
eating way too much? I'm eating like crap. I'm drinking too much. I'm not working out. I'm just, I tried to order razors and it was going to be like a month. So I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to grow the beard out. So by the time you see me again, I'm going to have long ass hair and a beard.
And all
I'm
right.
Dye it all like black or blonde or something just to mess with
everybody.
There's
a hold up on razors. Who would have thought?
Well, it's everything that you're trying to get delivered now, basically. Like,
yeah,
we had we're getting low on dog food, and we have this plan where every 3 weeks we get dog food, and they told us, well, it's going to be like a way off. So, this is a PSA, by the way. Remember yesterday I was saying, man, there were a lot of people on the road for not supposedly needing to be on the road.
Right.
Well, the wife goes to Petco to pick up some dog food, and does the curbside pickup, which, you know, awesome. But there's more people going in the store and just buying stuff in the store. It's like, you don't need to do that, guys. It's like Specs, same thing. The downtown Specs. You don't need to go in. They've got a curbside. Just call ahead, order, boom, done. I mean, why do we need to do this stuff?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. I mean, everybody feels like they've got to do certain things. I'm sure there's people who feel like I've got to go in and look at the booze before I decide what I want to buy, something like that. But it's people. The reality of our country is, Fred, we don't like to be told what we can and can't do. I mean, that's why our country started, really. That's why there was a freaking Tea Party. We don't like being told what to do. We don't like being bossed around. And people are having a really hard time with it. And honestly, the countries that, you know, they're used to getting bossed around, like in Russia, there's hardly any coronavirus. You know why? Because those people are used to friggin' staying in their house and doing what the government tells them to do because they're all scared. Not that we should be scared of the government, but we should be smart enough to understand, like, sometimes our personal freedoms and joys don't outweigh everything.
Well, you know me. I'm of the opinion in the beginning and still am that we're way overreacting to this, that it's not, you know, nearly as deadly a disease as they're making it out to be. But you know what? Once they say, hey, this is what you need to do, it's not about my opinion. And it's not about what I think. It's about if I walk in there with people who don't want to be around other people. And it's about them, and it's about what the government told us to do. So let's just do it.
Most of the people who share that opinion that you share, and the people especially who still feel like, oh, I can still walk around because it's not as bad as people are making it out to be, most of those people aren't doctors or scientists or have gone into in-depth studies of how this thing is growing. I mean, that's the bothersome part. There's no scientists out on spring break on the beach just partying down. They're all like, they understand what's going on, and they're smart enough to realize it, so they're getting out of there. It's honestly people who are, and it's not, you know, there should be a lot of us that are, I'm ignorant to what really is happening, but it's only ignorant people who are doing what they want to do. Because if anybody is in the know with this thing, they understand now that the only way to beat it is to just stay inside. Like, don't be out around other people. And it's not that hard, but like I said, we're a country of people who are so used to doing what we want to do that, you know, it's difficult for us to have anybody, specifically the government, tell us we can't do it. And I wonder, Nick, I don't know, you know, I know you still got family in Egypt. I don't know what it's like in Egypt. I imagine Egypt is a country where people are more used to being told what to do and having to do it. Is the coronavirus spreading very rapidly in Egypt? Do you have any insight on that?
I don't want to give you a false answer in regards to how rapidly it's spreading, but my mom is there now because they closed down the airport, so we couldn't bring her back. But the military...
Oh, she was there when it started?
Yeah, her schedule, her flight was set for March 30th.
Oh.
So when I finally convinced her that this was a scary enough situation to where I need to find a one-way ticket back, by that time, all the tickets had been sold, and so...
And then they shut it down.
And then they shut down the airport. So the military's in the streets. My mom is stuck at home. Like, you can't walk the streets.
Damn.
So you're totally right in terms of...
Military's in the streets, though?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, they don't want you... So you're saying nobody's spring breaking in Egypt right now?
No.
Oh, huh. How funny.
Well, that's our problem. To your point, yeah. Well, there's a lot of... I mean, there has been a lot of experts that have come out and said the same thing, that it's not that serious. There have been a lot, but as they learn more about it, it appears that that's not correct. So to me, it's just let's just do what they tell us. I mean, whether I agree with it or not, it's immaterial. You know, it's what they believe is best for the greater good. And, you know, that's what we should be doing, but there's no reason to do unnecessary stuff. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you don't need to go in the specs. You can just go pick up your damn alcohol right there at the curb.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing. And if you can't make up your mind, it's like, oh, what do I want? Make it up before you go. It's real simple. Get online, see what they have. Boom, done. And same thing with the pet stuff. But no, I need to take my dog in. You know, it's just, you know, and it's people like that that are making them have to put even more restrictions on us. And I think that's a problem. But just please don't do that. That's all. That's all I'm asking is, you know, keep it simple. Just follow instructions. And hopefully we'll get through this. Although now they're talking like mid-May, maybe. I saw a story today that, you know, if we do this now, then maybe by mid-May, which to me feels very optimistic. But, you know, it's going to take me at least until June to get this beard grown out. So I guess that's the important thing, right?
Yeah.
So... 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says, would you commit economic jihad like Trump and Dan Patrick are suggesting, Fred, resident old person? You know, I know at this point, if what
Fred
happens,
like living too much.
Well, I do. Well, now I like pacing. I just like pacing back and forth while I'm doing the show. That's my new thing that makes me happy. That and just not doing anything. But you know, I think at this point, maybe what we should really be focused on is let's just get through this the way it is. Let's not jump the gun, because what happens if, you know, it starts turning around, we unleash everything, and then it starts all over again. And you know, let's just make sure, because we've already done the economic, well, we haven't done all the economic damage we're going to do.
Right.
But we've already set it up to do all the economic damage that we're going to do. And it's going to be, and I don't want to be alarmist, but yeah, it's going to be horrible. It really is, for months. And we don't know what our communities are going to look like. But at this point, because they've done what they've done, they have to stick with it. Because if you just half-ass it and dip your toe in the water and say, okay, let's go back, then none of this really matters. The economy is screwed right now anyway, and it's not going to get fixed just by sending everybody back. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And Mrs. All the school teachers from Willis High School had a parade today where they drove around the neighborhood and waved all the kids from their school. So everyone in my neighborhood was huddled up with their bus stops waiting to teachers together with no separation. That's just dumb, guys. That's just, come on. Kids? You trying to get kids sick? Oh, well. But he says, I don't know why we have so many essential people. Jeremy. Yeah, they're out there. I mean, it's crazy. But somebody said, I'm pretty sure that emergency text everyone is not going to calm down people from panic buying.
Seriously.
Yeah, did we really need that today?
My kids got it on their freaking phones.
Man. All right, well, Nick, one of the problems of doing this is when you start potting up the music to go to break, I can't hear it. So you're going to have to tell me when you pot up the music.
You got it.
Okay, because I can hear everything else. Everything's normal, but for some reason that, it just, you know, so it's been, that's been the only issue here over the 3 days that you have to tell me the music started so that I can take us to break. Otherwise, I'll just keep talking because that's what we do. And, or at least that's what I do. All right, well, there's a lot of other stuff to get to. Just want everybody to be safe and, you know, just do what they ask us until this is over with.
It's not that hard.
It already sucks. No, it's not. It really isn't. If I can do it, and you know my opinion on this, then why can't everybody else? But that's just me. It was baseball opening day today, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, Twitter. Everybody was heartbroken on Twitter. Well, can't win them all until you don't win or lose the first one or something. Yeah. Well, hey, let's go to break because I want to talk about that when we come back. Did you even know it was opening day before you opened up Twitter?
No, not without Twitter.
Me either. We'll talk about it in a minute. Let's take a break. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Join me for the best in soccer talk or football talk every Tuesday at 7 Central.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live from all over Houston. Hoffman at Hoffman Estates. Nick is in studio, and I am at Casa del Fowler as we continue to broadcast under the restrictions that have been put out there. Some of us are listening, at least. So,
Nick, you haven't had a hard time getting to and from work, right?
No.
Because you do have a very special letter.
Yeah.
I mean, just in case.
We were talking about that. When I initially told Joel and Barry about it, they thought it was some exclusive letter that was only dedicated to Nick Sciarra. And I was like, nope.
No.
There's plenty.
It's people who work in the media. So that includes you. Is there more or less traffic on the streets right now?
Less. There's more than I expected. I thought the shutdown would be, I guess, enforced a bit better. Or I don't know if I should blame the enforcement part. But, yeah, there's more traffic than I expected, but there's a hell of a lot less traffic.
But there's also people going to get food or delivering food. And while we need to remember that, like, we're telling everybody, hey, go out and support local restaurants and stuff like that. I mean, that doesn't work without at least one car hitting the road, either them going to bring you the food or you going to get the food. It's got to happen.
Yeah, and I try to support, you know, something close and small, but for the most part, I mean, I just have them deliver it to me, so.
Yeah, well, and there are places that aren't delivering, but you can go pick stuff up, and that's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that, and if just like last night, we walked over to pick up a food order and a couple of drinks, and there were like three or four people in there. So guess what I did? Waited until they left, and then we went in. So you can just be smart about it. But yeah, it's great. Keep supporting local. That's important. These guys need it, but it really isn't all that different. It's just the little stuff that you know, I mean, it's like the specs thing. Just get on and do that. And somebody brought up a really good point. I mean, a lot of Houston is oil and gas and medical. I think those people are pretty essential right now. So yeah. It's probably why we're seeing so many people out and about. But there's still construction jobs going on, which I wonder about. In fact, right across the street from me. And thanks, guys, for starting at 6:30 this morning. But
no.
Yeah. I finally, for the first time in forever, was getting some good sleep. And all of a sudden, it's bam, bam, bam. Oh, come on, guys. But, I mean, is that necessary? I mean, I'm glad people are working and able to get paid. But it just seems like, maybe that's a bit much. But, you know, oil and gas we need to. Somebody says everyone also thinks they're essential, like GameStop.
No, well, they got shut down eventually.
Yeah, yeah. But otherwise, you know, it doesn't – well, for me, it does feel different because now I'm – I mean, like I said, I'm walking two blocks to go pick up food. Otherwise, I'm not leaving the house, and I'm okay with that. Like I said, I'm going to sit here and get fat and fuzzy and be a bum. There's worse things. I mean, that's me anyway, so I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah, big deal.
Growing up here.
I'm getting some Netflix time in. I watched the ZZ Top documentary today.
So, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, solid. And I think part of it is the reason why that's different than the, you know, you were talking about how you like the Rocket Man movie and stuff like that. This is the actual guys, and it's like, I mean, it's not a movie, it's a documentary.
Right. But the one that somebody was comparing, said, why you didn't like Motley Crue, but you like this one. For me, it was about, you know, because these guys were here and from here, and they were a big musical influence on me. Hell, I wrote a novel named after one of their songs, so a little bit bigger influence than the Motley Crues of the world. But I thought it was really good, and I hope you enjoyed it, because I even learned some things about the band that I didn't know, which was pretty cool.
Well, I was interested in it, and I've read books on Motley Crue, so I've kind of known about them for a while, or not Motley Crue, on ZZ Top. So I've followed ZZ Top pretty closely for a while, but it was still kind of cool. Like the footage of them, you know, late 60s, early 70s, that stuff was cool to me.
Yeah, and I still think my favorite part of the whole documentary was them going to Alvin and playing in front of one person.
Oh, that's so great. And the fact that guy still shows up to their shows.
Yeah. Well, if you were that guy, wouldn't that be kind of badass later on
yes.
when they became big?
I mean, yes. And they still remember him? Come on.
Yeah. Trust me, I've played gigs with like three or four people, and it's the worst feeling in the world. You know, at least 30, 40, 50, something like that. And here's this one guy and your two friends, and you're like, oh, great. But
hey, Todd sent me a list of all the people that are considered essential, the businesses that are exempted from the stay-at-home thing. Healthcare operations, so hospitals, clinics, dentists, pharmacies, healthcare suppliers, mental health providers, any other healthcare facility. I had a surgical, post-surgical follow-up on my eye this morning, so I had to go into that. And it was like I had to go through a screening process before they would let me in the building. Like someone came outside in like these long gloves and masks and goggles and was like taking my temperature and asking me if I've had a cough or a fever lately. I mean, they were serious about it before I came in. And as soon as I came in, they were like, okay, you need to go back and wash your hands. And it was different. Retail, grocery, warehouse, furniture, big box, liquor, convenience, hardware, auto supply, auto and bike repair, gas stations, bodegas, farmers markets, laundromats, dry cleaners will remain open. Dry cleaners, an odd one, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, how many people are really going to need their business?
I don't know.
Right
that's what I told my wife. I was like, the great thing is I'm saving on dry cleaning right now, so that's good. Also deemed essential is food production, canned goods, bottled beverages, other grocery items, farming, ranching, fishing, and livestock, businesses that ship or deliver groceries, food, goods, or services directly to residences. Obviously, the people, who, cafes and restaurants and hospitals. But obviously, the delivery drivers we were talking about earlier, they've got to be able to be on the streets.
Well, yeah, because you've got to get the products to all these places that are open.
Services needed to maintain operations at residences and essential businesses, which are like trash, recycling, shipping, building, cleaning, mail, maintenance and security services, storage facilities for essential businesses also may stay open, as can distribution and fulfillment centers, funeral homes, crematoriums, and cemeteries. Plumbers, electricians, exterminators, yard and maintenance crews, housekeepers, janitorial staff, pool cleaners, caregivers who work for seniors, and others who provide services that are necessary to maintaining safety, sanitation, and a simple essential operation of residences. Construction and related industries.
Just to list the, might have been easier just to list the things that you can't
seriously
do, like schools.
Yeah, transportation, critical infrastructure, which includes like healthcare, law enforcement, you know, those things. Government functions, news media, which is us, child care and adult care facilities, which is weird that schools are shut down, but like daycares are open. Isn't that odd?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
NASA and the Port of Houston, airports, legal. So basically, and then at the very end, it's like, okay, so who's required to close? Hair and nail salons. Okay. Spas, licensed massage businesses and tattoo parlors, concert halls, live performance theaters, arenas, stadiums, movie theaters, game rooms, bowling alleys, arcades, indoor and outdoor flea markets, indoor malls, bingo halls, gyms, fitness centers, swimming pools, and other facilities that are intended to be used for any type of training, martial arts, sports, or recreation. Public parks and open outdoor recreation areas remain open under the order, but public playgrounds are closed. Religious and worship services are limited to video and teleconference, though faith leaders may minister and counsel in individual settings as long as social distancing protocols are required.
Oh, I'm sure Joel Osteen's doing that.
Oh, yes. Y'all just stay away from my church, but send that money.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get to some of your texts and tweets when we return. I also want to get back to the baseball opener just a little bit. There's a lot to get to today. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. Is anybody else having trouble keeping up with what day it is? I think the only way I know is when I look at my computer right before the show, because they all just seem to be running together.
Yeah, I've struggled with that a little bit too. I keep telling my kids, oh, we'll go do that on the weekend. And, cause they've got restaurants that they want to eat at or get food from.
Yeah,
they can't eat anywhere, but they want to get pick up or delivery from certain restaurants. And basically I pushed all that stuff off till the weekend. And then they keep asking me if they can do it today. I'm like, oh, today's not the weekend. I got to work today. So eventually it'll happen, but right now, no.
Somebody says, what's up, all you cool cats and kittens, needs to be the new lead-in for the Blitz. How much they hate Carol Baskin. Did you see the story about how pissed off that she and the doc guy are about how they were portrayed, the documentary?
Too bad. It's a documentary. It's all real footage.
Oh, no, that's not what they say. They say, oh, this is – but it was. It was them talking.
Yeah. I don't like the words I said on that camera.
And you know what? She's more famous than ever now. She ought to be basking in it. But Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's a hit piece and all that stuff. It's like, not so much. Yeah,
nobody likes it when what they really are is put in a bad light. Like, remember people were telling me Bombshell was a liberal hit piece on Republicans, and then you watch it and it's just like, it's just a story of Roger Ailes being a scumbag, and whether he's a conservative or a liberal, it doesn't really matter because he was just kind of a scumbag.
Yeah, it's funny about that show because I thought the first half of it, where they're kind of the inside stuff on how he operated it, he was a brilliant scumbag in terms of, to do.
Very smart.
And I found that fascinating. Of course, then when he starts fondling women and stuff, it's like, And I thought they let him off a little bit easy in that. But I honestly think that Joe Exotic and his crew were the hero we needed during this because everybody's on that thing now.
My problem is I haven't had a chance to watch it because my kids are usually around. And I don't. If it's anything like the podcast, it's not kid appropriate.
No, I don't think you want to see him shooting dolls of her in the head.
No, probably not.
And there's a lot of language too, so it's probably not a kid thing. But I think you'll definitely, even knowing the story, I think you'll be intrigued by it.
I did watch 1917 last night.
How was that?
Not as good as I thought it was going to be. It was a little bit disappointing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was thinking of watching that tonight, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad movie. It's just not particularly special. You know, it's not as badass as I thought it was going to be. I don't know. I was disappointed. I mean, it was, like I said, I don't want to make it sound like it was a bad movie because it wasn't, but it wasn't anything spectacular either. It's kind of like a watered down version of Saving Private Ryan, honestly.
That sucks because maybe it's expectations.
That's what it was. My expectations for it were too high. Like I said, it's a good movie. It's just not special.
Yeah, I'd heard so many good things about it, and I was so excited about it. And I hate it when that happens, when you're like, hey, you know what? It's not bad, but eh. So Albert asking, know any poker sites we can play in the U.S. to get my gambling poker fix? Looking to play live cash online somewhere. I don't, and Jerry and I are trying to go through sites now to find one where we can set up a tournament for everybody, and where basically we can play it, whatever their free site is, play it on there, and then we'll exchange the money through PayPal or something, but we have not found one yet that works really well. So if you know one that does that, that we don't have to pay an exorbitant fee, which is part of the problem, then hit Jerry Bow up on DM so we could try to get something worked out. We're hoping to have something ready to go for next week, but so far, no luck on that end. But, yeah, so I don't know. A lot of free sites, which I'm not bored enough to do that yet.
I just don't understand why they don't legalize it right now. Now's the perfect time.
Yeah, it would be. But, I mean, I guess they have bigger things to worry about right now than.
Oh, like legalized.
What?
Did you see the story of our old friend John Jones?
I did see that. Are you shocked at all?
100% not shocked. John Jones, the UFC's light heavyweight champion, arguably the greatest fighter of all time. If not, he's certainly on the proverbial Mount Rushmore. Was arrested again at 1 o'clock this morning. Well, Albuquerque time, 1 o'clock. He is charged with aggravated DWI, as well as negligent use of a firearm, driving with an open container, driving with no proof of insurance. They found officers responded to gunshots, and they found John in the driver's seat of the vehicle. He said, I didn't know anything about the gunshots. Officers noticed that Jones seemed intoxicated, and he admitted that he had been driving earlier that night and intended to drive again. Jones submitted to sobriety tests and performed poorly on all of them. He later took a breathalyzer test and returned at or above twice the legal limit. After he was arrested, a black handgun was found underneath the driver's seat, along with a bottle of Recuerdo behind the passenger seat. So, yeah, not a good move. And anytime, dude, now you're talking about gun crimes now? Oh, I think this has got to be strike three. And this is it's his third arrest since he's been in the UFC. Well, at least that we know of. He, in 2012, was the first time he crashed his Bentley into a pole, got a DUI, had his license suspended. That was in New York. And then, of course, last time was in 2015. That was the hit and run in Albuquerque. He ran a red light, crashed into two vehicles, including one carrying a pregnant woman, and then fled the scene. Not wise. So here he goes again. This is, I don't know that he comes back from this one.
Well, who the hell's out getting drunk and driving right now anyway?
That's what I said. You're supposed to be chilling out, staying at home. He can't do it.
Probably got really messed up and said, I got to go shoot something. So, man, go do that in your backyard.
That's what he should have said. He was, I'm hunting for food.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Bernardo says, the Rona has hit home. My wife got laid off today. Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh, sorry, brother.
Yeah, there's layoffs. I mean, 3.3 million people now have filed for unemployment benefits. So it's going to get bad, and it just sucks. And I think, you know, hopefully companies are doing the best they can to keep them doing things, keep them working at home and not overly panicking. But you know how that goes. They're probably just, we gotta cut people. And I understand it, but I hope it has, you know, you got to try to make it a last resort. And maybe for some people it is. But I guess when we come back, I'll ask my baseball question, because I didn't realize it. Already at the end of the second. I didn't hear the music, but I'm guessing there's music. So.
There's music, Fred. You're jamming.
All right. Well, it is so funny, because as soon as he turns me off my mic, the music pops up. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. And hope you're hanging in there. Hopefully everybody can get through this okay. Couple things real quick before we get to my question for A.J. I've had a lot of people. I want to thank everybody who's picked up a copy of the new Jesse Christian story and the other short stories with it, and have donated for our employee assistance fund, which we've got over $1,000 now, which is great. And but you know, any more will help. And as I've told everyone, if you want a copy, please just email me at faour975@gmail.com. If you can't donate anything, don't worry about it. Just I've probably sent off as many copies that people just needed something to read and don't have any money as I have for people who've donated. So asking for a minimum $10 donation, if you can do better than that, that's fantastic. But the response has been great so far. And I've only had, one critic yesterday and then one today. So everybody else seems to love it, which that's about all you can expect. So we mentioned today would have been opening day. And I honestly didn't know until I got on Twitter and saw Astros Twitter going nuts over stuff. Oh, I miss opening day so much. I don't know if I'm just jaded. Boy, I didn't miss it at all. I mean, I haven't missed the NBA at all. I haven't even missed hockey like I thought I would. It's just very strange to me that maybe it just you know, at some point, you know, it'll be back. And that the whatever the seasons are, aren't going to be the same. And Mariano Rivera was saying, well, if it's a 100-game season, you're not really a champion. It's like, eh, I don't know about that. I think the Spurs still count theirs. But it just feels like it's so unimportant right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not that worried about, you know, missing out on some baseball games. Because, part of me thinks that – I mean, not part of me. All of me thinks that that season is too damn long to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't mind missing regular season NBA. And if the NBA is smart, they'll just crank up the playoffs as soon as they're allowed to and not worry about playing 82 full games. What does worry me is when you start talking about football. Like, this could push into football season. It could delay the start of the 2020 season or put the whole season in jeopardy or put the college football season in jeopardy. That kind of stuff. Oh, that's when I'm like, I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, that's the thing I've kind of been thinking is like, you know what? I mean, I like these sports, but they don't really, you know, I'm not missing them. But boy, I love football. And like I said, I was having so much fun with the Roughnecks. If for some reason college football or the NFL gets messed with, then yeah, of course, if it goes on that long, I think we all have bigger problems than that.
Right.
If it goes so long that we can't have an NFL season, then we're not going to have much of a country left at that point. So I guess it's kind of, you know, kind of pointless to speculate. But it was so weird. I mean, I always would have known when opening day was. And said just popped on Twitter and it's like, oh, I wish I could be at opening day. And like, oh, wow. Okay. I remember Charlie counting it down about a month ago. Oh, 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks to opening day. Not so much.
Well, I'm imagining this is much more difficult for Charlie than it is for the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah. I know he's, he loves him some baseball. And he's been able to enjoy it with the Astros being good the last few years. But, hey, you know what? There was a stretch when they were useless, and we dealt with it then. So, but, yeah, I guess it's more me. But it just, because all I know is that if there had been an opening day, we'd basically be talking about cheating again. Which
would we?
I'm really tired. Sorry.
You think we would?
Oh God, yeah. It's because it's going to happen. Like the season. How are they going to react to the new season and all that? I mean, just like it was in spring training, it would have been all cheating scandal stuff all over again, and then. Locally, every time they went to a new city, it was going to be a topic.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe the one thing that could have slowed down the conversation on it would be actual games.
Yeah, except think about it. Let's say Bregman gets off to a 1-for-47 start or something. Oh, he can't win without cheating. I mean,
would absolutely be true.
Well, probably. Remember, he started off. Well, hey, now you guys are supposed to be buddies.
We do have something in common now.
Yeah, yeah. So he says Josh Jones needs to hire Saul Goodman. Little late for that, but yeah, I do think we'd still be talking about it a lot, but not us because, frankly, I was tired of it. But
right.
Oh well.
This is a blessing, Fred.
Well, yeah, because remember how happy Bill O'Brien was that the Astros thing happened? I think maybe the Astros are going to look back on this, and when the season finally does start, maybe people will have forgotten by then.
Yeah.
And at that point, and maybe, again, we probably got bigger problems to worry about. It's like, okay, we're just happy to have baseball, and maybe the National guys will lay off. But, you know, I don't know. And the good news is, I think... And it's not really silly to say because they're supposed to be starting now, but I think baseball is going to be a lot harder to get going this year than the NFL would.
Right.
Because, yeah, because what do you do? Do you push a season into December? And it's if everything gets worked out, you think about the crowded sports landscape you're going to have starting in September. Right? The Indy 500 and the Masters and the Derby. And football, and now you're moving the NBA playoffs back and all that stuff. I mean, it's, you know, baseball is going to be pretty far down the list, if you ask me. But we'll see. I mean, you know, there's no way around it. But the hard thing is, because I keep seeing all this speculation, well, they'd like to start back in mid-May. Well, there's no way of knowing. We don't know what the timeline of this is going to be. So it's like, yeah, I mean, mid-May might make sense. That seems to be what a lot of the models say. But realistically, who knows? I mean, that could change tomorrow. This is John Jones eats Gary Trichter. I think he's gonna need a lot more than that right now.
Yeah, he needs a good lawyer. Brother Bear says whose career would have been better in their respective sport if it weren't for their outside stuff, Tyson or Jones? It seems like, I mean, that's kind of the most unbelievable thing about John is he's a drunk junkie who can't get anything right, and he's still the best in the world. Like, that's the crazy. Imagine if that dude would, like, lived the life. Like, if he lived fighting the way George St. Pierre did. Like, it consumed him, and that way he didn't, you know, or Khabib. Like, Khabib doesn't drink. He doesn't do none of that stuff. All he does is train. Imagine if John Jones lived like that, how great he could be. That's what's crazy to think about.
Well, but, I mean, in terms of wins and losses, could he really be any better? I mean, that's the thing. I think Tyson's the one I would look at and say, yeah, his career could have been better because he was extremely dominant and it got derailed. But it hasn't derailed John Jones. All he does is win.
Nope.
Now, I think it might be one of those things that if this ends it, then we might look back on, you know, boy, he could have won a bunch more fights. Or if he had stayed in better shape and taken care of himself, he probably could go at this for another 4 or 5 years, I would think. But otherwise,
I think you do more.
He really
than
that. Hasn't. All he's done is win every fight except for the one DQ, or, you know, one that maybe you didn't think you won, but that's okay. And I mean, how do you get better than that? Be more dominant.
Yeah.
Because for a stretch there, he was that incredibly dominant. But I mean, they still never beat him. So I'm kind of impressed by that. I'm impressed by a guy who can do that. Doesn't matter what the
sport
is.
There's music playing, Fred.
Well, there's not supposed to be music playing.
Oh, because you got a library?
Yeah.
All right, well, get into it,
then. Lawyer Dave call in? What's that? No Lawyer Dave? Okay. Well, all right. Well, I'll tell you about Lawyer Dave because he's the best. If you've been in any kind of accident, judging from how many of you are out there on the road, accidents are going to happen. And if you're in one, then give him a call. Doesn't matter what kind of accident. Car, 18-wheeler, industrial. If you're working, you get a slip-and-fall accident, anything in the workplace, Lawyer Dave can take care of you. And if you wind up going to the hospital and there's negligence, they give you the wrong drugs, guess what? He could take care of you there, too. And he practices everywhere in Texas. Here's the best part. Doesn't charge a dime for his consultation. So if you have a legal question, and maybe it's not about what he does, give him a call. He loves talking to the Blitzers. And if it's something that he does, he'll take it. And if it's not something that he does, he'll give you somebody who can help you out. And how about this? No money out of your pocket until you win. So even if you can't afford to go to the doctor, they got all that covered. They take your case. He's betting on you, and he's betting on himself. And guess what? He does really well. So he doesn't get paid a dime until you win. Based here in Houston, give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law, or go to lawyerdave.com, or you can just hit me up on Twitter or send me an email either way, and I will be happy to put you in touch. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5.